Red Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
For Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 49th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm joined by filmmaker David Lambert, who is presenting the film in the official selection competition, and it's called All Yours, Je suis à toi. So,
Je suis à toi. So, very cute accent, very good French accent.
Thank you. So, all right. So, thank you very much for being here, first of all. And to start off, I guess our listeners would like to know, what is the story of the film in your own words?
Oui, c'est l'histoire d'un jeune Argentin qui se prostitue sur webcam.
Well, so the story is about a young Argentinian boy who prostitutes himself on webcam, and he meets a Belgian baker who makes him come over to Belgium, and then the Argentinian boy tries to escape from his life of a prostitute, of an escort boy, try to find more autonomy and independence in his life, also thanks to a love story with a woman.
Now, the obvious follow-up question to the story of the film is, where did the inspiration come from, and was there something specific that it came from?
Bah, l'idée est très simple, c'est l'idée vient de ma rencontre avec beaucoup de prostituées.
So actually the idea comes from my meeting a lot of prostitutes and a lot of clients of prostitutes, and I realized that the cinema and films do not deal with this subject as realistically as shown by my own experience with this subject matter. So, and I also think that all the films on prostitution makes this profession a crime, and I wanted to avoid making a crime of this subject and to depict it in a more fair and just way.
Yeah, so the human side of the story was vital to you.
Oui, j'essaie de faire des films qui sont intimistes et qui sont justes.
Well, I try to make an intimate film, a film which is really realistic, which reflects life as it is, and to avoid any bullshit, because I think that a lot of film is just bullshit.
I agree with that too, especially when dealing with these themes, which this film does so in a very original way. And but another thing that I really enjoyed in this film is a use of comedy, which is is almost unlikely when dealing with such delicate themes. So that was very interesting.
Oui, mais c'est l'humour. Justement, l'humour fait partie de la vie. La vie, c'est du rire et des larmes. Donc, c'est pas parce qu'on vit une situation dure.
Well, of course, because comedy and humor is part of our life, and even when life is difficult, doesn't mean that we can't laugh about it the next day or in a few hours afterwards. You have tragic moments in your life, such as funerals, for example. You can laugh and cry at the same time. So, I thought it was the best way to show my characters, to show, you know, the comedy part of life, even in those difficult situations.
Well, yes, of course, because comedy is always a good. I mean, the comedy usually conceals drama in the best cinematic of experiences that we can think of. And actually, there's of course a lot of drama in this film too. Probably the theme that I found most compelling in this film is the theme of loneliness. Mm-hmm. And would you like to tell us something about that?
Oui, je peux vous parler de la solitude. C'est en effet trois solitudes qui se rencontrent. C'est la solitude de Audrey.
Well, yes, of course, I can talk about loneliness and solitude. We have actually three cases of loneliness that meet in my film. The first case is Audrey, the shopkeeper, the assistant of the baker, who tries to overcome the death of her former partner or former spouse. She has these self-destructive tendencies, and she's treating Lucas, the Argentinian escort boy, in quite a terrible way, but there is a love that is starting to appear between the two characters. Then we have Lucas, the Argentinian boy, who is also lonely, but his loneliness is more institutional, more professional, more economical, if you like, and he's trying to get out of his life of prostitute. And then we have the third loneliness of Henry, the baker, who is how to say, in his village, and is very much stuck in his geographical position in his village. He's alone in the bakery, nobody to help him, nobody to sleep with, and he's also trying to find a very terrible way to find somebody to sleep with.
Mm. Considering the modern elements of the story with the webcam element, do you think that we live in a lonely society?
Comme je n'ai pas vécu il y a 100 ans et que je ne peux pas faire des comparaisons, je ne sais pas si on est plus seul maintenant qu'avant.
Well, I can't really compare with 100 years ago because I didn't live at that time. But I think that today the relations between people are very different from what they used to be in the past. What I find really striking and strange when you take concerts, for example, let's say Arcade Fire with 200 people there, it should be a collective event. But the first thing you do when you come to a concert, you take your camera, you take a picture, and taking a picture, it's an individual, personal act. And you do it before you share this event and experience with other people.
That's a very interesting point. We talked about how important the human side of the story is, and of course the three main characters are very are great in exhibiting just this. But also what I noticed was that they're three very different characters. Their personalities are very different. So how did you work with the actors to shape their performance, or how do you work with actors in general?
Comment je travaille avec les acteurs? On passe beaucoup de temps à préparer. J'ai envie de dire de manière individuelle.
Well, I do a lot of preparation with my actors individually, with each of them. For example, Monia Chokri, who is Audrey in the film, she came in June to Belgium 5 months before shooting of the film, and we try to work on her feelings after the death of her former spouse. We try to construct the character, and the same thing went for Noël and Jean-Michel, the other two main actors. With Noël, we worked a lot at talk. Talked a lot about prostitution, and with each of them individually, we try together to write the character, to build the character, and then we put them all three together, and then we have the conflict, the confrontation. Each of the character, each of the actor has its own objectives, and this conflict, their different lives when they meet in the bakery, that's where the human side comes out of the confrontation of this conflict.
Great. Well, thank you very much for talking with us today. It was a pleasure meeting you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.